And welcome to the first podcast edition of the new tri-weekly newsletter, The Automotive Sphere, brought to you by autoconversion.net. This is a new and innovative approach to delivering some of the most unique and useful information in the industry. You probably know of dozens, if not hundreds, of newsletters, websites, and organizations that have quality content with information about how to better run your business and be a better leader. I'm sure you keep up with select trends and technologies on top of that as well. But what about things like dealer-centric blogging and consumer-focused blogging? How does dealer-centric blogging fit into what you're doing on the net? How are you leveraging blog technology in your business? And what about metrics? What metrics are there to legitimize business blogging? These are questions being asked today, and the Automotive Sphere is committed to finding you answers to these questions. Our group of bloggers is a dedicated team that researches and writes about these things to demonstrate ways that these findings can be applied. The Automotive Sphere is a resource designed to help your efforts in getting established in the automotive blogosphere. Our promise is to provide unique, insightful, and useful content that can be distributed easily and absorbed in minutes. So, thank you for joining us here in this audio format. The length of this segment is about 5 minutes, and it covers all the content featured in this initial e-newsletter. If for some reason you don't have the newsletter in front of you, look for the link just above this podcast widget that leads to the newsletter, or you can hit pause on this cast and go to www.blogproautomotive.com/newsletter for the most current issue. Okay, to begin, let's scan through the newsletter and see the format that you can expect to see in issues to come. On the top right-hand side is a menu of links of things in this issue, and you will see these same menus each issue. Each issue will have a featured article, probably something small that explains the theme or the topic for the issue, or just, you know, relay some relevant information about the newsletter in the industry. Also have featured posts. We'll have at least 3 to 5 of those each issue, and those are links to blog entries by our sponsored bloggers. And what you'll want to do is check those out, read them, comment on them, leave your notes, and take that information with you. In addition to that, we'll have featured podcasts. This month we only have one podcast, this one that you're listening to, but hopefully in future months we'll have more than one per issue. Also in each newsletter issue is a section for blogging fundamentals and blog theory. And in those sections, we will introduce you to terms and terminology and concepts and definitions and whatnot that have to do with blogging. And in addition to that, we'll also try to point out some important dates for you. So this issue's featured article is about blogging in the automotive industry, and basically to summarize it up for you, if you think about just a couple of years ago, dealers were really coming around the corner on what search engine marketing was, and today we have dealers with large dollar budgets that are put towards search engine marketing. A few years before that, not every dealer had a website, and today I think it's safe to say that not just every dealer, but probably about every business is going to have a website. And blogging is kind of in that period where it's just starting to come onto the scene from a business level. It has been for a couple of years, but in the automotive industry, it's really starting to gain some credibility on how it can be used as a viable business tool. And so that article pretty much touches on the idea that blogging is not just a trend that's going to go away, that it is here, and it's time to learn how to apply that into your business, and we'll start producing different types of blog tools for this industry. All right, so for featured posts, we have some good ones this week. Dealer refresh, should dealers be blogging? Excellent post, brings up a good question, and I think that's the universal question, is how can blogs work for dealers? Everyone has their own opinions and whatnot about that, but that's a great entry by Dealer Refresh that Jeff Kirshner has going. A lot of good commenting on there. Definitely check that out when you get a chance. In addition, on Blog Pro, lo and behold, dealers are blogging. I came across a good article on warts, and it had cited two blogs that are run by dealers, two very different blogs, and I thought they had a good contrast. And so I was inspired by the fact that there are some dealers actually out there blogging. There's more to blogging than just having a blog for a dealership. There's far more to do with blogs in this industry than just that. A third post by Autogenie, optimizing for local search engines. Great inside tip on how to really take advantage and prepare your site and optimize it for the local search, which is different from a national web search. All right, below all that, you'll see you can subscribe to the blog Pro Automotive comments and have those delivered to your inbox. If you're not already doing that, I recommend you do so. There's an Ask Patty contest for $50,000 that you can feel free to fill out and have a chance to win at that. Blog fundamentals and blog theory. This week, what is a blog? Just straight up definition. It's a short for weblog, which came into existence around 1999. And originally, blogs were designed for the purpose of a single author to establish a voice on the web using, you know, a type of software that was designed to keep an online journal. But today, blogs have evolved quite extensively and have become viable tools for businesses of all sizes and for many different purposes. Basically, a blog is website software, has a few core components. This includes things like posting and comment capability, feed syndication, the ability to archive and calendar those entries, blog roles, which are a list of links, and categories that make it easy to organize and search for information on the blog. There's more pieces to this. Those are the main ones, and we will definitely explore what these are in future issues to come. Now, blog and search engine marketing. A blog that is well-maintained will typically have good organic rankings in search engines. And for those that don't know, organic search engine rankings are a lot of work. They take time, they take a lot of optimization, and they also take a lot of people searching for what you have, finding you, and clicking on your site from the search engine. And one thing that blogs really like is fresh content. I'm sorry, search engines really like fresh content. And blogs are the king of fresh content because you should be putting up at least 3 to 5 new things a week, if not 1 or 2 pieces of information a day. Search engines love that. In addition to that, when you're commenting on blogs and leaving or even just making a post, oftentimes you put links in there to other blog entries and articles that come to mind that you're using either as a citation or a reference of some sort or for inspiration of any kind. Those are called trackbacks. Search engines love those too. When a search engine picks up on a blog, it's also picking up on all the link outs that that blog has to other sites. And so between those two things really just has a lot to do with why blogs are such an integral part of your search engine marketing efforts. All right, and towards the end of the newsletter are the important dates that we'll put out each month for you, brought to you by Ron Scarrato. Also, link outs to Ask Patty Advisor. That's the new automotive advice for dealers with featured articles by well-known names in the industry. Definitely check that out. And please visit our sponsor sites and other contributing bloggers, AI Dealer and Autogenie as well. Okay, well, that about wraps up this edition of the Automotive Sphere. I do hope that you found this information not just unique, but also useful. In our next issue, we will expand on some of the topics and ideas presented here today. So please pass this along to your friends in the industry, and be sure to subscribe to the blog via email so that these entries can be delivered to your inbox. I wish you a blessed day, and I look forward to seeing you in the automotive blogosphere.